Give him a high five.
Boom.
Oh, that was a good one.
Usually, Sam Acho is helping provide medical care to people in Nigeria through his family's ministry.
All the space.
I know, man.
But on this day, the Bears linebacker brought smiles to kids' faces just down the road at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge.
We go to places like Nigeria, and we do a lot of medical work over there, but also to be able to come here and see similar symptoms, similar issues, and similar people in need, right? Need knows no color, knows no race, it knows no, nationality. Everybody has needs.
You're super strong.
Sam and his teammate Devontae Bosby visited over 30 kids and ran into some pretty big Bears fans.
Hype. Jesus. Jesus is a huge football fan, right? And so it's a chance for him to be able to meet some Chicago Bears. And it's cool for him, but it's just so much better for us as well.
I got a gift for you.
Oh, thank you.
So Jay has diabetes, and also I used to play for the Arizona Cardinals, and Patrick Peterson got diagnosed with diabetes. Yeah. So, but both Jay and Patrick have been able to, they're fighting it and they're winning the fight, so I think you will too. There were a couple of girls who were diagnosed with diabetes, and it was cool for me because this last summer I was able to go to D.C. with the American Diabetes Association and pretty much speak on behalf of children with diabetes and people with diabetes. So to be able to meet some of the kids here who, you know, some of them just got diagnosed with diabetes and tell them, hey, we're here, we're fighting for you, we are on your side. It made me feel like I was doing something right.
I've had better days.
You've had
better. I've had worse.
Yeah. I love that perspective.
I love that perspective. A lot of people might say, you know, feel like they're down the dumps, might be over the top, but you've had better days, you've had worse. You meet some of the kids and sometimes they may not really smile, and then as soon as you leave, you'll kind of peek and you'll see the smile coming on their face. And sometimes you'll go in there and you just kind of brighten up their day. And so it's just so much fun. And I mean, one thing that stood out to me is that every single child here is so beautiful. Like, they're just, just the most beautiful smiles, beautiful spirits. I mean, it's encouraging.
Beautiful. Those smiles ranged from infants to young adults.
Isaiah, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? I'm Sam. Good to meet you.
So what's going on pretty soon here?
I'm leaving soon. I got prom today.
So does your date know that that you're coming?
No.
Really?
Because she thought I was still in here, and I told her I can't have any visitors. I told her that, like, I'm gonna be in here for another day, so I'm just gonna surprise her.
Me llamo Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Jose.
And are you able to relate to the parents too, being a parent yourself?
Yeah, I am. There were a lot of younger kids here, right? There was a 17-month-old we met. My son just turned 17 months old. There is a one-year-old and an eight-month-old. And so to be able to almost put myself in their shoes and think, man, what would I be doing if my son was here at 17 months or when he was a year old or he was 8 months old? It helps you really, feel what the parents are feeling, empathize with them. Hi. Hey, Leia. Say hi. She's beautiful. The coolest part about it for me is just being able to come up with teammates like Devontae and just be able to, brighten people's days. You get a chance to meet some of the patients and you just see the smiles on their faces. You just see the joy that you can bring them, even just by spending a couple minutes with them. It's rewarding for them, but it's rewarding for us as well.
I was waiting to hear a little Shakespeare.
Oh.
You know Acho does Shakespeare.
That is one of his hidden talents.
Now, you know the classic line is to be or not to be.
That right? is the question.
Now, let's see you come up with a great rendition of Shakespeare. Just that line.
Just that line?
Yeah. Come on. You ready? Come on.
Yeah.
Go.
To be or
come on, now it has to come from the esophagus. You got to bring it.
To be?
Bring it from the soul.
To be or not to be?
No, it's to be or not to be. That is the question. I'm spitting everywhere.
Yeah, you are.
You see that?
I was impressed.
You want the news, not the weather, huh?
Do you know a line other than that Shakespeare wrote?
We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go.